a sigh of relief for anyone catching a flight in and out of Sunshine Coast Airport this Easter long weekend. Airport firefighters have confirmed they aren't going to strike over the busy holiday period, but there is a chance there will be industrial action in the future. Airport fireys are calling for better staffing levels here on the coast and at airports around Australia to improve fatigue management, along with fair pay rises. Uber has agreed to pay taxi and hire car drivers nearly $272 million. It's to compensate them for losing income when the rideshare giant arrived in Australia. The settlement is the fifth largest in Australian class action history. Sunshine Coast taxi driver Ralph gave us a call this morning. He says it's a great result, but he isn't expecting actual compensation.
I think the owners that own the taxis will probably benefit more out of it. When you divide it all up, you know, if to say there's $272 million minus whatever they took, you divide it by 8,000, well, it's about 34,000 each, you know. Well, and then if you raise the stakes for the owners, well, the drivers aren't going to get much.
A smoother ride along three Sunshine Coast roads that are trialling a new kind of asphalt mix. The new mix, called Crumb Rubber, is made from end-of-life tyres used by Queensland mining and agriculture industries. The new product has been used to resurface Railway Parade at Glasshouse Mountains, Spalls Road at Diddillibah and Perlin Street in Nambour, along with other locations in Queensland. The trial will assess the mix of rubber binder and asphalt for optimum performance in low to high traffic conditions, and if successful, it could contribute to thousands of tons of rubber being removed from landfill each year.